This is Radio 1. 6:07, Jake Kane, Charles for Scott Mills till 7 o'clock tonight. Then it's Zane Lowe here, who's on crutches. We'll get him in next half hour and find out exactly what he says happened. He fell off the stage at Butlins at the weekend. Now, Friday, we're talking about Laura from Laura's Diary, who normally works on this show with Scott Mills. She had a book signing in York, and then she made it to local TV on Look North in the Yorkshire region on Friday. Now, it's on the BBC website. If you dig around and try and find it, I'll try and get it on Radio 1 online. Or you can go to unofficialmills.co.uk, which is the unofficial Scott Mills fan site.
So if you missed this, right, if you haven't heard of Laura's Diary, let me just quickly explain for you. Laura works on Scott Mills' show. Her sister, Mary, found the diary. Scott decided it would be a good thing to do, actually, on the radio. And this just took off big style, to the point where they did One Night with Laura. Yes, you can win One Night with Laura. The winner, unfortunately, didn't actually get to date Laura. The person that came fourth did. The little slut.
So it's all on there, all online, and they talk about this. This thing's brilliant. It's 22 minutes into the programme. You can watch the first 22 minutes. Otherwise, just skip right in 22 minutes and you'll find it.
Now, am I right in believing that she actually has her own website now? Is this correct?
Is this unofficial Laura?
Now, I take it this isn't her own. It's actually about her, but someone else has done this. This is right, yeah, because there's an unofficial Mills. I think there's an unofficial Moyles as well. But now there's an unofficial Laura. Do we need to get one of these? Is it cool? Is it the in thing to do?
No, you want official, don't you? You don't want unofficial.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because very soon I think I might have one. Everyone else has got their own website. I feel like I'm being left out.
You've got to get your book first. The good thing now is to release a book, then get a website. Oh, yeah, it is unofficial Laura. That's very sad.
Oh, no. Thing about the book thing, though, I actually can't do that because I am dyslexic and I didn't do very well in English. So will you write it for me?
Yeah, I'll write it for you. I just love the fact that if you release a book and you've got a book signing. Now, loads of people turn up to Laura's book signing tour, also Moyle's book signing tour, right? But what would happen if you turned up to do this big signing in a shop and no one actually came?
Well, maybe someone has actually gone to a book signing and they were the only one in the crowd.
Was it Paul Burrell that did it? That was it, Paul Burrell. About two people turned up, didn't they?
Oh, bless.